Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football expert. Dave Richard is delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. You can check him out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. We'll have Dave on in just a second here.
Nice. Shout out to Metropolitan Moving and Storage. I know my guy Justin had sent me a text last week that they were looking at advertising again. So
well,
Justin and John, really good good guys, local guys.
Very good.
All right, is Dave there? Dave, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, everybody?
What's
how are you?
Dave,
on?
Hope all is well. I'm going to turn the floor over to Matt Valdez. He's in a full-on tizzy slash panic about Marvin Harrison Jr. Go ahead, Matt.
This guy might be the biggest bust I've ever seen at wide receiver. Zero separation, but slow. Kyler's never going to throw him the ball. I'm way overexposed. Help me. Help me, help me, help me.
What are your options?
I'm going to start Zay Flowers and Wandale Robinson over him.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gross. Look, he even admitted it during the week, Valdez, that he was thinking too much. And if you've been watching football for a while, you can see it sometimes. When someone's doing something new, or at least playing at a level that's new, sometimes they're slow a little bit. They're thinking a little bit. And when they think, they don't look like themselves. There were times late in the game, and this is why I think you don't have anything to worry about. There were times late in the game where he wasn't thinking as much, and you could tell because his separation was better then. And I'm not talking about the play that even I highlighted where he's wide open and he's, you know, the mailbox down the sideline and Kyler didn't see him. But there were other plays where he would actually accelerate past the defensive back. And you got to give a little bit of credit to the matchup against Buffalo as well. I think that in time he will be extremely good. Be patient with him. View him as a number two wide receiver for now. Eventually you'll be happy you've got him on your team, and definitely start him. Listen, if I had told you last week, start Wandale Robinson and sit Marvin Harrison, you would have hung up on my butt so fast. It wouldn't have even – everyone would have wondered what would have happened. Keep going with Marvin Harrison. Play the long game.
I'm not too thrilled by that. He's a mental head case to boot. Not only is he slow, he's a mental head case.
Is that he's a mental head case?
He said that's all you got out of it, that he's a mental head case?
Yeah, kind of. I'm very okay. Concerned. I'm almost hitting the panic button, Dave.
Well, after four quarters, I think it's a little too soon to be too concerned about anybody.
What about Jaden? Let's talk about what an impact he had in the fantasy world, right? Oh my God.
He was great because of the rushing.
Right.
There were throws that he missed, and there were throws that he turned down. And if once he gets better at connecting with Terry McLaurin when he's wide open for a 70-yard touchdown, or seeing Terry McLaurin open for a 53-yard touchdown and then actually throwing to him instead of running for 10 yards, then I think we'll see the absolute best of Jayden Daniels. And we might not be too far away from that. Kind of like Marvin Harrison. It's almost like these guys have never played in an NFL game before. We saw Jayden Daniels kind of panic a little bit. When the pressure got near him, he took off and ran. That was his default in the game. It was not always his default in college, although he did do it a lot. I think that we will see good I think this could be the week where we see good passing from Jayden, because the Giants' secondary is messy. Their pass rush is supposed to be like the greatest strength of their team. And they barely touched Sam Darnold last week. And by nature, the defensive coordinator of the Giants does not like to blitz. So this should be a matchup that does favor Jayden Daniels. I would go right back to Terry McLaurin. I might have McLaurin ranked ahead of Marvin Harrison this week. But both of them are two guys that stunk last week. Expect them to have good numbers this week.
All right, Dave. DJ Moore gave me 10 fantasy points last week. Drake London gave me 3. But Jayden Reed gave me 33. Talk to me. Do I replace any of those guys with Jayden Reed this week, even though Love is not playing?
I think you got to trade for Wandale Robinson, bitch.
That's the move.
Okay, I'm kidding. Listen, the problem with Jayden Reed is that Malik Willis is his quarterback.
Right.
Malik Willis has never thrown for 100 yards in an NFL game. He's never thrown a touchdown pass in an NFL game. And granted, he's only started 3 games. He's only thrown 67 passes. But I don't know if the Packers are miracle workers up there in northern Wisconsin, but they're going to try with him. The nice thing about Jaden Reed is that he's versatile. They can give him the ball on handoffs.
Yep.
He can catch short passes. He can catch deep passes. He can kind of do it all. So maybe there's an opportunity for him to get to like 5 catches, 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That might be closer to his ceiling. If he gets really lucky, he gets another touchdown after he had a bunch last week. DJ Moore is going to fall into some good target volume. We know that Romo Dunze's got the knee. I think he's unlikely to play this week. Keenan Allen's banged up. Tough matchup against Houston, but Caleb Williams is going to have to throw to somebody, and I think DJ Moore is going to be the one who sees an uptick in targets. And London isn't the problem. It's Kirk Cousins, and it's Kirk Cousins' offensive line that's the problem. They went up against the Steelers, a fresh Steelers defense. All of their pass rushers were healthy. They were outstanding, and that offensive line looked kind of old, and Kirk looked kind of old. They need to get Kirk moving a little bit more. They need to get some variety in just how they run their passing game, get him under center, get him in motion a little bit. If he can do it, we know that the Achilles is obviously still an issue for him. But the bottom line is that there's nowhere to go but up from here. Slightly easier matchup, I would say, this week for Drake London, but I would view him as a number two wide receiver.
All right.
What did you make of Aaron Rodgers? He looked funny running to me.
Yeah, he was okay. Like, plenty of his throws were good. He just didn't get a lot of attempts.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knew that Alan Lazard was going to be his number one guy and not Garrett Wilson, but close between the two of them. I would worry about starting Rodgers as anything more than like a super flex quarterback. Tennessee's got some great corners. I mean, that it's part of their formula, Tennessee's formula, as a defense. They don't have the best pass rush, but they've got good cover corners who can keep cover receivers a little bit longer than your typical NFL cornerback, and that helps the pass rush. That's the theory anyway. And it worked out for them last week. I wonder if it'll work out for them this week against Rodgers. But I don't think I even have Rodgers as like a top 18 quarterback this week. Let's see. I'm looking at my rankings right now. Oh, he's not even top 20. He's 24th for me. I've got Cousins for all the crap I just talked about him. I've got him ahead of Rodgers this week.
Wow. All right, let's get to the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines, 800-636-1067. Got a bunch of people lined up. They want to ask Dave questions.
All right. Let me make sure I put Dave on lock cakes.
Yep.
As the kids like to say. All right. Let's go to David in Sterling. Hey, David. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, gotcha. Sir. Go ahead, my friend.
Yep. Yeah, sorry. I know it's week two. There's no need to panic about Devontae Adams and Chris Olave. Correct. That's my first part. And then second, I need one, a PPR, Devontae Smith, Chris Godwin, Kenneth Walker, James Conner.
I believe I have Devontae Smith ranked the highest of the bunch. Conner's probably going to be ranked even higher, but if it's full PPR, Smith against the Falcons, where he won't see a lot of A.J. Terrell, not that that matters anymore, I think that would be the one that I would go with. Adams and Olave are fine. They're almost in the same boat as Drake London, where it's nothing that they're doing that's the problem, but it's separate issues. Obviously, Gardner Minshew is not a great quarterback in Las Vegas, and he made plenty of mistakes. I'm kind of pining for Aiden O'Connell to be the quarterback in Las Vegas, and that might be what really helps unlock Devontae Adams. Getting more targets would help a lot as well. As for Olave, the Saints really didn't have to throw. The Panthers did their best to try and take him away. The end result was big game for Rashid Shaheed, who's a great sleeper. Big game for Juwan Johnson. Foster Moreau caught a touchdown. Carr had a magnificent game, but he was off target on 0% of his throws. He was barely pressured in the game. This is going to be a much different game against Dallas. I would imagine that Olave will get more opportunities this week, certainly compared to last week.
All right, let's go to Scott in College Park. Scott, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So half point PPR in a flex spot. Do I go Jameson Williams against a decent Tampa defense or Zay Flowers in Vegas, who didn't get much action last week?
I might be getting over my skis a little bit about Jameson Williams, but I love how his game has changed. And we sort of talked about that for those that were paying attention to our podcast, our live shows during the preseason. We talked about how Jameson Williams was running different routes at camp, certainly was a different type of receiver than the one that we saw in the first 2 years of his career. I think that the Lions are going to continue to focus on him. I think they're going to be able to, because if defenses take him away, the underneath is wide open for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta, and I don't think defenses can afford to have that. Should be a high-scoring game against the Bucks this week. I'm going to say Jameson Williams over Zay Flowers. Also keep in mind, that Raiders team with the bad quarterback and the questionable run defense, which is kind of sad, is going to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And Derrick Henry is probably looking for a bounce-back game. So are the Ravens trying to get a win on the board. I'd be surprised if this was a big week for Zay Flowers. I would take my chances with Jameson.
And Dave, plus the Bucks, I think, lost three guys from their secondary in the opener against the Commanders.
Three guys from the secondary. Yep. We don't know the status of two of their defensive linemen. One of the guys that they lost from their secondary is Antoine Winfield, their safety.
Yep.
He's their best defensive back, period. So there's definitely there is a big target in that secondary that the Lions can target.
Dave, you told me to play Metcalf over Devontae last week. And
not this week.
Not this week. I'm starting Devontae, correct?
There you go.
Okay.
All right, the speed round has crept up on us.
Wow.
No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice allowed. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones are allowed. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. Mm. Those are your rules. I pared it down.
All right, let's go to France. Speed round, go.
Jerome Ford, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, full PPR.
Ford.
Fordy.
Let's go to Pastor Jacques. Speed round, go.
Half-point PPR, Rashee Rice or Jordan Mason?
Let's go with Rice as of now.
Mm-hmm. Olivia Chantilly, speed round, go.
Chris Olave or Xavier Worthy?
Olave over Worthy.
Mm.
Colin Fairfax, speed round, go.
Half-point PPR, Alan Lazard, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Lockett.
Gross.
Yeah.
I will go. I'll try Lockett.
Oh, Dunze's screwing me.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
Was that guy in a 16-team league?
And he's looking for, like, his second flex. That's
scary.
Let's go to Heather Dumfries. Speed round, go.
PPR, I need to sit one. London, Neighbors, Waddle, or Rashee Rice?
Sillies.
Hi, Heather. It's London who you're sitting.
Jealous of that lineup.
Let's go to Jack, Annapolis, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, Tank Dell or Devontae Adams?
I'll take Adams.
Let's go to Jose, calling from Miami, speed round, go.
PPR, need two, Jalen Wright, Devontae Williams, Zamir White, Jalen Wright if Achan doesn't play.
Yeah, I think Adams, and if there is no Achan, Wright would probably be my pick. I am not feeling Zamir White this week at all.
No, what are you hearing on the
not one bit.
What are you hearing on Achan down there?
Yeah, you're plugged
in. He's going to play.
Yeah,
okay. I think it sounds like he's going to play. He practiced on Wednesday, and he looked like fluid in practice. He didn't seem limited. I would just think that his workload will be limited against Buffalo.
DeAndre Swift, Zach Moss.
Oh, I think I've got Moss ranked higher.
Okay. And let's go to Tim. Tim, speed round, go.
Isaiah.
That's a shame.
We almost had a perfect sleep.
You should have seen he grinned.
Poor
as soon
Tim.
As he said it, I caught you.
I felt bad. We were about to a perfect
Hey, we need to be more.
There.
Also, we need to be more vigilant with Bluetooth.
Okay.
Right. We're letting a lot of Bluetooth slide.
I'm not noticing it as quickly as you do.
I got the ear for it.
Then you should be hanging up. Right? Maybe it's on you, not me.
He needs to clean out his ear. Nobody was on Bluetooth there.
There were two on Bluetooth.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there were two.
I didn't hear it, but...
You know who you are out there.
I defer to you, but I have to tell the listeners, he grinned as soon as you said,
He loves to hang up
so
on people.
Happy
he
to
likes
hang
to
up on
dump
you.
People. He likes it. He
Dave,
loves it.
Thank you.
Lee's is on one today.
Yeah. I know.
He's upset about Marvin Harrison Jr. It's clouding everything. You can't help
really? I got bamboozled.
Dave, thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week. May all of your teams get dubs in week two.
I need some dubs.
Yeah, we all could use those dubs. Enjoy the week, everybody.
All right, thank you, pal.
Dave. You too, my friend. Don't forget, coming up a bit later, we will talk more NFL with Merrill Hodge. He will join the show coming up at 9:20 right here on The Fan.